We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Longtime friend is calling it a career, as I understand it, and I learned that yesterday, and he is Pat Kessler. You know him from Channel 4 TV. Pat, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so happy to be on with you, Dave.
Well, congratulations, I think. You're going to be missed, but that's pretty doggone exciting. Do you know a place where we could go have a piece of pie and talk about this?
Well, you know, we're going to have to do that eventually. Once the COVID's done, we're all going to be doing that again. I know that so much.
And I know you have that secret place over there in Wisconsin, that special pie place that you like so much.
I knew that. Yeah, there are some fantastic places all around the Twin Cities, yes. So I hope I get out to our place in Wisconsin a little bit more. You know, there's so many things I want to do.
So tell me about the decision. When did you decide, okay, that's it, I'm going to step down?
You know, Dave, this has been something over the last number of months that I've been thinking about for quite some time. I am a man of a certain age, and so it is, you reach a point where, particularly with COVID restrictions, with all of the things going on, I don't have as much mobility as I used to. I mean, getting out and going and talking to people at the legislature. A lot of it's on Zoom. Sometimes you just know when it is time. And I think this is that time. This is every time, every 4 years we hear this is the most important election in American history. We're hearing that again. This time it might be true. This election is going to be incredible, and I thought this would be a great election to go out on.
When you graduate out of McAllister, is this what you wanted to do?
You know, Dave, I wanted to be a baseball player and an astronaut and then a rock musician. But when I was in college, I always thought I was going to be an English teacher, high school, college. But I got so interested in the news business during Watergate, during the 1970s, the turbulent 1970s, and I turned my attention to that. And it was almost by accident that I fell into this, and I've been so lucky to stay in the business, to stay in Minnesota, raise my family right here, and that's something that I will always be grateful for.
You're very, very good at what you do, Pat. And I'm just curious.
You're so nice.
I'm just being honest. The stories you've covered, I think it's really unfair if I were to ask you what I think maybe the most standout story is. But among the top things that you've covered, what kind of stands out for Pat Kessler?
Well, you know, there's tragedy and there's joy in this business. And one of the things that we always know is that there's a story around the corner. But we've had some real shockers in this state in the last 35, 40 years. We've had so many different things happen. We have Walter Mondale running for president. We have Paul Wellstone and his family and staff dying in a plane crash. The unexpected rise and success of a wrestler turned governor, Jesse Ventura. Even this year, we still have so many political events, including Amy Klobuchar running for president. Minnesota is a place where we have incredible politics, just fantastic stories all of the time. And mostly, I remember all of the people, the real people in Minnesota that we went to talk to about all of this, talk to real people about things that were important to them, whether we're in the middle of a terrible flood in Grand Forks or a tornado, or your farm has just been foreclosed upon. That's the kind of stories. And then talking to the politicians who represent them, that's what I'm going to remember the most.
Reality check. When and how did that start?
You know, this was very controversial when it first started in the late 1990s. I believe it was during the Paul Wellstone, Rudy Boschwitz U.S. Senate race, and we decided we were not hearing things that were necessarily true from the politicians in the campaign, mostly in the commercials. They were stretching the truth beyond limits that we thought were acceptable. So we started to fact check politicians on television. And as I say, there was a lot of pushback from people who said, we shouldn't be doing that. We should just say, here's what this person said, and here's what that candidate said. And that's how it evolved. By the early 2000s, we named it Reality Check and gave it a regular time. And now it's become very common around the country for journalists to do this. But we're at a strange place, Dave. We're at a place where reality doesn't seem reality anymore. Facts don't seem to matter anymore. And people aren't even arguing. They have different facts. They have different realities. And that makes it a little more difficult.
So do you have an end date? Is there an official date that you will hang up the microphone?
Well, funny story. I said that I would hang it up after the election in 2020, whenever that is. We don't know when this election is going to end or how it's going to end. We don't think that the 2020 presidential election will end on November 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. It might be a month. It might be a couple of months. I think it might be controversial. But I'm old enough to remember in 2000, it took 36 days to find a winner when Al Gore conceded the race to George W. Bush. So this is America. We'll stay on as long as it takes. And then I'll stay on at WCCO for special events and commentary and political analysis as needed. But, so this will be an interesting one to see how it wraps up.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, a lot of balls up in the air. But, Pat, like many out there in CCO land, we've watched you for years. We've counted on you. We've depended on you. We've trusted you. And I think to gain trust in our business is really, really challenging. And when you have it, you kind of have everything. So appreciate all these years. Thanks for all you've done. And I'll look forward to the next few weeks. And we'll miss you, man. You're one of the best.
Well, it's a great honor to be on the show, Dave. Thank you so much.
He is WCCO Television's Pat Kessler. And, boy, he is highly regarded, as he should be, a great veteran political reporter, calling her quits after the election whenever that day arrives. WCCO time is 8:17. Good morning.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.